بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today I'm going to do lessons on Unity since we are in Unity Week, which starts on the 12th, which the Sunni brothers and sisters believe that is Prophet Muhammad's birthday, and the 17th marks it at the end, and that is when the Shias believe that Prophet Muhammad's birthday was. In the Holy Quran, in Surah 3, Ayat 103, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not become divided, and remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were enemies, and He brought your hearts together, and you became, by His favor, brothers. And you were on the edge of pit of the fire, and He saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses, that you may be guided. Allama Tabatabai writes in this regard, holding fast to Allah is holding fast to the verses of Allah and His Messenger, in which guidance and has been guaranteed. Holding fast to the Messenger of Allah is in reality holding fast to the Quran. They both stem from one source. The reason for this is that Allah in the Quran ordered us to obey the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Fundamentally, obeying Allah cannot be achieved except through His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Quran, in Surah 3, Ayat 105, do not be like those who became divided and differed after manifest signs had come to them. For such there will be a great punishment. The Holy Prophet ﷺ stated that the Muslims united causes goodness and mercy, while division is a factor behind destruction and punishment. He stated, congregating is good, while division is torment. In Quran, in Surah 42, Ayat 13-14, maintain the religion and do not be divided in it. They did not divide except after the knowledge had come to them, out of envy among themselves. Allama Tabatabai says, Allah did not condemn division or difference in the Quran unless they were accompanied by carnal desires and opposition to rational guidance. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, be with the community and be aware of division. Do not cause division, for those before you who caused division perished. Do not cause division, or your hearts will become divided. And whoever divided into sects before you perished. In Quran, Surah 6, Ayat 153, this indeed is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow ways. For they will separate you from His way. This is what He enjoins upon you, so that you may be God-wary. In Surah 30, Ayat 32, of those who split up their religion and became sects, each faction exulting in what is possessed. Quran affirms that one will not be punished for his mistakes and for what he committed out of forgetfulness. An enormous amount of attention has been paid to those who cause division intentionally and out of rebelliousness. Such actions are not to be tolerated in this world and are a severe consequence in the next. So in history, there was a contract upon brotherhood. And I thought that it would be a good time to reflect upon this contract that was done and see if we've also extended it to our time on keeping brotherhood. Less than 1 year after the arrival of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Medina, he acknowledged a contract of brotherhood between every two Muslims who were close to each other in emotional and intellectual affairs. The contract was based on the truth and not a personal or tribal motives. As a result of the Treaty of Brotherhood, the parties would inherit each other. The result of the contract of brotherhood were of three. The first, to remove the contract of loneliness and feeling of alone from the Muslim pioneers of Mecca. Through the contract, they could choose someone as a special friend. Number two, to remove some traditions and ancient enmities among the Arab tribes, and to create an atmosphere of friendship and brotherhood according to their religion and faith. And number three, to create a feeling of friendship and unity in the community according to the faith and belief in God. Abu Sufyan heard about it, became surprised, and said, "Wonderful! How the people of different tribes accept to obey Muhammad and enter the treaty." In Surah 6, Ayat 153, "This indeed is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow other ways, for they will separate you from his way. This is what he enjoins upon you, so that you may be God-weary. The straight path is a path in which there is no division." So this ends the lecture. It's a short lecture on unity. And I hope to see that this week grows a strong community between unity between the Sunnis and Shias, and it continues forever, and that we create a bond and like a contract they did in the history of brotherhood and of course sisterhood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help to create a unity among us all, and may He hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.